2.11-Driving at Night. 2.11.1-It's More Dangerous. You are at greater risk when you drive at night. Drivers can't see hazard as quickly as in daylight, so they have less time to respond. Drivers caught by surprise are less able to avoid a crash. The problems of night driving involve the driver, the roadway, and the vehicle. 2.11.2-Driver Factors. Vision. Good vision is critical for safe driving. Your control of the brake, accelerator, and steering wheel is based on what you see. If you cannot see clearly, you will have trouble identifying traffic and roadway conditions, spotting potential trouble, or responding to problems in a timely manner. Because seeing well is so critical to safe driving, you should have your eyes checked regularly by an eye specialist. You may never know you have poor vision unless your eyes are tested. If you need to wear glasses or contact lenses for driving, remember to always wear them when driving, even if driving short distances. If your driver license says corrective lenses are required, it is illegal to move a vehicle without using corrective lenses. Keep an extra set of corrective lenses in your vehicle. If your normal corrective lenses are broken or lost, you can use the spare lenses to drive safely. Avoid using dark or tinted corrective lenses at night, even if you think they help with glare. Tinted lenses cut down the light that you need to see clearly under night driving conditions. Next page, page 2-24. Glare. Drivers can be blinded for a short time by bright light. It can take several seconds to recover from glare. Even 2 seconds of glare blindness can be dangerous. A vehicle going 55 miles per hour will travel more than half the distance of a football field during that time. Fatigue and lack of alertness. Fatigue is physical or mental tiredness that could be caused by physical or mental strain, repetitive tasks, illness, or lack of sleep. Just like alcohol and drugs, it impairs your vision and judgment. Fatigue causes errors related to speed and distance, increases your risk of being in a crash, causes you to not see and react to hazards as quickly, and affects your ability to make critical decisions. When you are fatigued, you could fall asleep behind the wheel and crash, injuring or killing yourself or others. Fatigued or drowsy driving is one of the leading causes of traffic collisions. NHTSA estimates that 100,000 police-reported crashes a year are the result of drowsy driving. According to the National Sleep Foundation's Sleep in America poll, 60% of Americans have driven while feeling sleepy, and more than one-third, 36%, or 103 million people, admit to having actually fallen asleep at the wheel. Drivers may experience short bursts of sleep lasting only a few seconds or fall asleep for longer periods of time. Either way, the chance of a collision increases dramatically. At-risk groups. The risk of having a crash due to drowsy driving is not uniformly distributed across the population. Crashes tend to occur at times when sleepiness is most pronounced. For example, during the night and in the mid-afternoon. Most people are less alert at night, especially after midnight. This is particularly true if you have been driving for a long time. Thus, individuals who drive at night are much more likely to have fall asleep crashes. Research has identified young males, shift workers, commercial drivers, especially long-haul drivers, and people with untreated sleep disorders, or with short-term or chronic sleep deprivation, as being at increased risk for having a fall asleep crash. At least 15% of all heavy truck crashes involve fatigue. A congressionally mandated study of 80 long-haul truck drivers in the United States and Canada found that drivers average less than 5 hours of sleep per day. Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration, 1996. It is no surprise, then, that the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB, reported that drowsy driving was probably the cause of more than half of crashes leading to a truck driver's death. NTSB, 1990. For each truck driver fatality, another 3 to 4 people are killed. NHTSA, 1994. Warning signs of fatigue. According to the National Sleep Foundation's Sleep in America poll, 60% of Americans have driven while feeling sleepy, and 36% admit to actually having fallen asleep at the wheel in the past year. However, many people cannot tell if or when they are about to fall asleep. Here are some signs that should tell you to stop and rest. Difficulty focusing. frequent blinking or heavy eyelids, yawning repeatedly or rubbing eyes, daydreaming, or wandering disconnected thoughts, trouble remembering the last few miles driven, missing exits or traffic signs, trouble keeping head up, drifting from your lane, following too closely or hitting a shoulder rumble strip, feeling restless and irritable. When you are tired, trying to push on is far more dangerous than most drivers think. It is a major cause of fatal accidents. If you notice any signs of fatigue, stop driving and go to sleep for the night or take a 15 to 20 minute nap. Are you at risk? Before you drive, consider whether you are sleep deprived or fatigued. 6 hours of sleep or less triples your risk. Suffering from sleep loss, insomnia, poor quality sleep, or a sleep debt. Driving long distances without proper rest breaks. Driving through the night, mid-afternoon, or when you would normally be asleep. Many heavy motor vehicle accidents occur between midnight and 6 a.m. Taking sedating medications, antidepressants, cold tablets, antihistamines. Working more than 60 hours a week increases your risk by 40%. Working more than one job and your main job involves shift work. Driving alone or on a long, rural, dark, or boring road. Flying, changing time zone. Next page, page 2-25. Preventing drowsiness before a trip. Get adequate sleep. Adults need 8 to 9 hours to maintain alertness. Prepare route carefully to identify total distance, stopping points, and other logistic considerations. Schedule trips for the hours you are normally awake, not the middle of the night. Drive with a passenger. Avoid medications that cause drowsiness. Consult your physician if you suffer from daytime sleepiness, have difficulty sleeping at night, or take frequent naps. Incorporate exercise into your daily life to give you more energy, maintaining alertness while driving. Protect yourself from glare and eye strain with sunglasses. Keep cool by opening the window or using the air conditioner. Avoid heavy foods. Be aware of downtime during the day. Have another person ride with you and take turns driving. Take periodic breaks, about every 100 miles or 2 hours during long trips. Stop driving and get some rest or take a nap. Caffeine consumption can increase awareness for a few hours, but do not drink too much. It will eventually wear off. Do not rely on caffeine to prevent fatigue. Avoid drugs. While they may keep you awake for a while, they won't make you alert. If you are drowsy, the only safe cure is to get off the road and get some sleep. If you don't, you risk your life and the lives of others. 2.11.3- Roadway Factors. Poor lighting. In the daytime, there is usually enough light to see well. This is not true at night. Some areas may have bright street lights, but many areas will have poor lighting. On most roads, you will probably have to depend entirely on your headlights. Less light means you will not be able to see hazards as well as in daytime. Road users who do not have lights are hard to see. There are many accidents at night involving pedestrians, joggers, bicyclists, and animals. Even when there are lights, the road scene can be confusing. Traffic signals and hazards can be hard to see against the background of signs, shop windows, and other lights. Drive slower when lighting is poor or confusing. Drive slowly enough to be sure you can stop in the distance you can see ahead. Drunk drivers. Drunk drivers and drivers under the influence of drugs are a hazard to themselves and to you. Be especially alert around the closing times for bars and taverns. Watch for drivers who have trouble staying in their lane or maintaining speed, who stop without reason, or show other signs of being under the influence of alcohol or drugs. 2.11.4- Vehicle Factors. Headlights. At night, your headlights will usually be the main source of light for you to see by and for others to see you. You can't see nearly as much with your headlights as you see in the daytime. With low beams, you can see ahead about 250 feet, and with high beams, about 350 to 500 feet. You must adjust your speed to keep your stopping distance within your sight distance. This means going slowly enough to be able to stop within the range of your headlights. Otherwise, by the time you see a hazard, you will not have time to stop. Night driving can be more dangerous if you have problems with your headlights. Dirty headlights may give only half the light they should. This cuts down your ability to see and makes it harder for others to see you. Make sure your lights are clean and working. Headlights can be out of adjustment. If they don't point in the right direction, they won't give you a good view and they can blind other drivers. Have a qualified person make sure they are adjusted properly. Other lights. In order for you to be seen easily, the following must be clean and working properly. Reflectors. marker lights, clearance lights, tail lights, identification lights, turn signals, and brake lights. At night, your turn signals and brake lights are even more important for telling other drivers what you intend to do. Make sure you have clean, working turn signals and stoplights. Windshield and mirrors. It is more important at night than in the daytime to have a clean windshield and clean mirrors. Bright lights at night can cause dirt on your windshield or mirrors to create a glare of its own, blocking your view. Most people have experience driving toward the sun just as it has risen or is about to set, and found that they can barely see through a windshield that seemed to look okay in the middle of the day. Clean your windshield on the inside and outside for safe driving at night. Next page, page 2-26. 2.11.5- Night Driving Procedures. Vehicle Procedures. Make sure you are rested and alert. If you are drowsy, sleep before you drive. Even a nap could save your life or the lives of others. If you wear eyeglasses, make sure they are clean and unscratched. Don't wear sunglasses at night. Do a complete vehicle inspection of your vehicle. Pay attention to checking all lights and reflectors and cleaning those you can reach. Avoid blinding others. Glare from your headlights can cause problems for drivers coming toward you. They can also bother drivers going in the same direction you are when your lights shine in their rearview mirrors. Dim your lights before they can glare for other drivers. Dim your lights within 500 feet of an oncoming vehicle and when following another vehicle within 500 feet. Avoid glare from oncoming vehicles. Do not look directly at lights of oncoming vehicles. Look slightly to the right at a right lane or edge marking if available. If other drivers don't put their low beams on, don't try to get back at them by putting your own high beams on. This increases glare for oncoming drivers and increases the chance of a crash. Use high beams when you can. Some drivers make the mistake of always using low beams. This seriously cuts down on their ability to see ahead. Use high beams when it is safe and legal to do so. Use them when you are not within 500 feet of an approaching vehicle. Also, don't let the inside of your cab get too bright. This makes it harder to see outside. Keep the interior light off and adjust your instrument lights as low as you can still be able to read the gauges. If you get sleepy, stop at the nearest safe place. People often don't realize how close they are to falling asleep even when their eyelids are falling shut. If you can safely do so, look at yourself in a mirror. If you look sleepy, or you just feel sleepy, stop driving. You are in a very dangerous condition. The only safe cure is to sleep.